Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? One of the challenges today is the internet, is computers, is computer games. You know, children don't imagine anymore. They sit in front of a computer game and they play the computer game. They don't take a box and make it into a rocket ship and pretend that they went to Mars. Or they don't imagine that they are the king or queen of a castle in a faraway magical place. They sit in front of the computer and they're playing games and they play one after another and they can spend many hours doing that. So imagination is really one of the things that make people successful. And you have to practice imagination. You have to let your mind imagine what's going on. It starts as a child. You imagine what your life is going to be like. You might imagine going to the beach. You might imagine after hearing the Beach Boy music, being a surfer, being out in California. You can see yourself riding the big waves. Or maybe you imagine yourself, after you watch a Western, being a cowboy or a cowgirl on a horse out in the open spaces of Montana. Imagination is incredible. It can take you far places. But what happens as we get older is that we forget that we should imagine things. We're told to don't imagine that. Don't think about that. Don't dream about that. But we have to dream. It's important. It's important in business. What if you could develop the perfect business plan? Imagine about what your company would look like. Forget about what you're doing. Forget about how you've done it. You now have been in business long enough to know what works and what doesn't work. And can you imagine what will work even better? So if you spend some time every single day opening up your mind, imagining what's going on, imagining the possibilities, writing that perfect business plan in your head, that perfect success, seeing yourself buying that beach house, buying that convertible for your child when they go off to college, that little red Mustang convertible, sending your child to the best college possible, and what do I have to do in business to absolutely make the money to pay for that school that's going to give my child the absolute best chance in life? Maybe it's just sending your child to preschool. I understand preschool can get pretty expensive these days. What can you imagine in your business? And then after you imagine it and you think about that perfect business, you say, okay, now how can I make this work in my business? How can I create a better way of communicating with the people that I want to do business with? How can I make my website better? Let me imagine how I can grow my business. What's the difference between someone that has a business that's worth $1 million and someone that has a business that's worth $100 million, although they may be in the same industry? It's the ability of the person who is the CEO, president, or business owner to open up their mind and imagine the possibilities. So let's get busy daydreaming. How many times are children or grown-ups criticized because they daydream? Let's daydream about success. Let's see where we can take this. Let's see where we can make that perfect business plan. Let's see what we can change to make our life better, to make our employees' life better, to make everybody's life better because we took time to daydream and think about what really needs to be done and how successful we can be in the business, in our business. This is Howard Lewinter. And I'm off to daydream myself. I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.